what I'd like to do today is spend more time in meditation during our sessions together. And so on that note, let's begin with the taking refuge in bodhicitta, and then go directly from that into meditation, okay? Start with meditation. So please find a comfortable position. And I see there are more yoga mats here. And so this is my offering, my invitation. And that is that at any time for all of today, today's kind of my day, if you would like to be in the supine position for your meditation, you're always welcome to do so at any time. It'll be just as good. I remember Gyatso Rinpoche, and during the early, in the mid-1990s when I was translating for him, he was going through a passage where the author of the text was describing the 7 points of the formal posture of Arochana, you know, really full lotus and all of that. But then he said, you know, but if that's not comfortable, then find something else that's comfortable, including lying down. And he specifically spoke to me. Lying down is fine too. Spine should be straight. But besides that, it's fine. So it's more important. I really emphasize this. And it's from the words from my own lamas, but also my own experience. It's more important to be comfortable when you're meditating than to think you're following some prescribed posture. Well, I'm really in agony, but at least I look good. It doesn't work. So, and even when you go deeply into Dzogchen, when you're really thoroughly, deeply immersed in Dzogchen practice, then in terms of the posture, it says, well, plop your body down like a corpse in a charnel ground. He didn't even say, you know, shavasana. He just, you know, corpses, totally relaxed. And then you just go right into Rigpa. But that's for another day. So now let's just go right to setting our motivation and going right into the practice. Sangi chudan soki chonam la chanju badu dani kapsuji. Daki jinzo ki betsonam ki dola penshir sangi dubarsho. I take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I am enlightened. And by the collections of knowledge and merit accrued through the cultivation of generosity and so on, may I achieve perfect enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. So arousing this aspiration and this resolve, then we bring forth the aspiring bodhicitta. But then it needs to be put into action, the engaged bodhicitta. So with that motivation, that promise, that resolve, then we turn our minds to practice that will enable us to fulfill that promise. So in order to do so, then we turn to the practice of mindfulness of breathing, as taught by the great Arya Asanga. And we begin as we did yesterday, but now with fewer words from me, in settling the body, speech, and mind in the natural states, the ever so helpful, perhaps even indispensable, foundation for successfully engaging in any further meditative practices. So we enter into this practice, this exercise, by first of all relaxing, releasing, letting your awareness descend insofar as you feel you're up in your head, behind your eyes perhaps, where all of our senses are present, the eyes, the ears, and so on, and descend like stepping into an elevator and then hitting down, going down to the basement. Let the locus of your awareness descend down into your chest, down to the abdomen, down to the buttocks, down to the ground. Ground your awareness in the tactile sensations of the contact of your body with your yoga cushion, your yoga mat, and rest there, quietly, non-conceptually. Experiencing these tactile sensations of the earth element arising in space, with no visualization of the body, no conceptual designation of the body, just being present with the reality that presents itself to you, sensations arising in space. And relax your body. Soften your shoulders, soften all the muscles in your face. And in this posture of ease and comfort, let your body be still with no unnecessary movement, just the fluctuations of the respiration. And if you are sitting upright, let your spine be straight. Your sternum just slightly lifted so that you can breathe into the abdomen unimpededly, not constricted by your posture. The belly expanding as you breathe in. Gently falling out back as you breathe out. Assume a posture of vigilance. And psychologically, you can do this as well in the Suha position. That this is a formal meditative posture, every bit as effective as sitting in full lotus. Then to facilitate settling the inner speech of your mind in its natural state of effortless silence, settle your respiration in its natural rhythm. Unforced, effortless, and unimpeded. Especially as you come towards the end of the exhalation, do attend closely to the sense of the breath flowing out, and let your mind be quiet. Release all internal dialogue or commentary. Be very silent as you attend to the final vestiges of the breath flowing out. Until they've all flowed out. And there may be a pause, maybe not. But with that deep sense of release, sustaining that effortlessness, simply allow the breath to flow in when it's good and ready, and whether it's long or short, deep or shallow, let the body breathe without intervention. And then with your awareness resting right where it is, resting in its own place, holding its own ground, self-knowing. Let the light of your awareness illuminate the space of the mind, and whatever mental activities, movements arise, simply note them, be fully present with them. Be discerningly aware of them, but without appropriating them, without identifying with them, without desire or aversion. From the stillness of your awareness, observe the movements of the mind. And as you sustain that stillness of your awareness, utterly relaxed, still and clear, your mind will gradually settle in its natural state. And you're now in a state of relative balance of body, speech, and mind. And now let's begin the formal practice of mindfulness of the inhalation and exhalation as taught by Arya Asanga. Bearing in mind that the vantage point from which you are observing or noting the inhalation, the exhalation, is the stillness of your own awareness, resting in its own place, unmoving, not riding on the flow of the breath, not mixing with it. Observe the movements throughout the body, the fluctuations throughout the whole body, corresponding to in and out breath. These sensations always in motion, arising and passing from moment to moment, but observe all these movements within the somatic field, from the stillness of your awareness that is purely mental. So again, we're primarily resting in that self-knowing, self-illuminating awareness of awareness itself. This is your bedrock, your foundation. This is your home. And without leaving home, observe the rhythm of the respiration. Bear it in mind, without forgetting. That's mindfulness. And so to ensure that we don't be sloppy at the beginning, casual, getting caught up by thought after thought after thought, and after 5, 10, 15 minutes, then finally getting around to the practice, to see that we are entering the practice straight away. Let's have one short exercise within this Gattaka, these 24 minutes. At the end of inhalation, when you see it's completely come in, all that's going to come in has come in, and the exhalation has not yet begun, right at that precise moment, that staccato moment, count one. And then, after some interim, the breath will flow out, and it will flow out and flow out, and wait until it's all flowed out without pushing at it. And when you sense the exhalation is finished, just before the inhalation begins, two. We've done this before, counting one by one, five cycles of the breath, 10 counts. Let's begin now. And when you've finished your 10 counts, then for a little while, let's dispense with the counting and continue resting primarily in this awareness of awareness, spacious, open, not located in some time, someplace inside your head. That awareness is not located in physical space. Rest primarily there and simply note, hold in mind, bear in mind, this rhythm, this gentle rhythm of the respiration. And when the in-breath is long, simply note, without having to think about it, before you think about it, you already know when it's long, that it is relatively long. And when the out-breath is long, you note that it is long. When the in-breath is short, you note it. You don't have to think about it. And when the out-breath is short, you note that it is short. In other words, simply note the relative duration of each in and out breath. Observe these movements of the respiration as you experience them throughout the entire body, your awareness illuminating the entire somatic field. And from that stillness of awareness, observe the rhythm as manifesting in these sensations throughout the body, quietly now, with no counting. Thoughts are bound to arise. Don't let that bother you. Just like clouds scudding across the sky. They come, they go. But they're not a matter of interest or of concern. Just don't be drawn away by them. Hold your own ground. And from that stillness, observe the movements, the fluctuations throughout the body, correlated with your respiration. We are exercising and refining a faculty that we already had, and that is mindfulness. We've had that all along, our ability to bear in mind whatever we're familiar with and not forget it. But here we are refining this ever so important mental faculty, honing it, sharpening it, refining it in an uninterrupted flow of mindfulness. The in and out flow of the breath. But mindfulness alone is vulnerable, like a warrior who goes out on the battlefield wearing no armor, like a house or a treasure that has no guardian, no gatekeeper. So we need to complement this ongoing flow of mindfulness with a second coupled mental faculty that we'll call introspection. The faculty by which we are able to monitor the flow of mindfulness. While mindfulness is holding in mind the flow of the respiration, introspection is monitoring mindfulness. Use it intermittently as needed, this introspection, so that you can note quickly when your mindfulness is faded and you're spacing out, clarity is gone, your mind has become dull. It is the duty, the task of introspection to recognize that as swiftly as possible. And when you see it, it may be sufficient simply to pay greater attention, to refocus, to attend closely, and thereby banish the dullness. That may be enough. And it is the role, the duty, the task of introspection to note also, as swiftly as possible, when the flow of mindfulness has been interrupted because your attention has been drawn away, you've forgotten that which you were to bear in mind, perhaps caught up in thoughts, most likely. As soon as you see that your attention has strayed, mindfulness is lost, let your first response be to relax, not to tighten up, not to get frustrated. First response, relax in body and mind, loosen up. Release your grasping to whatever captured your attention. Release back into the present moment. First, relax. And when your awareness is once again a free agent, your attention is free, not trapped and snared by some thought and so on. Then return. And once again bear in mind the breath that is occurring right now, be it inhalation or exhalation. And restore that flow. So when you monitor the flow of mindfulness with introspection and you see it's quite continuous, then introspection can throttle back, relax a bit. But on those occasions when you find that you're tending towards dullness, laxity, spacing out, that's when you need introspection to arouse the alert. Pay attention, freshen up, reboot. And likewise, when you find a lot of thoughts coming up that tend to snag you, draw you away, or anything else, sensory impressions, that's the time for introspection to be on the alert. And as soon as the distraction comes up, note it and relax. Mindfulness is primary, introspection is secondary, the quality control, the guardian of mindfulness. And now finally, once again, let's engage briefly in the counting. This time, one count for every full cycle of the respiration, quietly, non-conceptually, noting the inhalation, the full course of inhalation, the full course of exhalation as you relax deeply, all the way to the end of the exhalation. And right there, count one. And then silence as you inhale, silence as you exhale. And then two, and so on. 10 breaths.